The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in this weekend. It's amazing how fast 2019 has gotten off. This is already February. January went by like a flash. It's amazing. I still remember Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and even New Year's. So anyway, so we're off and running. And this year, we're really spending a lot of time talking about healthy aging because, as you know, we're all living longer. I read a report recently. I think the report is national average is going to be about 86, 87 pretty soon. In Hawaii, I was given another 5 years in Hawaii because we live a lot longer. We have less stress. We eat healthier. We have great weather. But we're just more active than the mainland. And as the oldest state in the country, I think that's so true. I mean, so many more people are living to 90 that it's, and I use the word crazy, but it's just amazing how many people, our family and friends and neighbors and parents are living to past 90. And I have family members of my family past 90 already, one in 95. So anyway, thanks for the show. Yeah, we can spend a lot of time this year on healthy aging besides all our caregiving shows and highlighting nonprofits that serve our seniors in Hawaii. So thank you very much. I'm Percy again, as you guys know, publisher, editor in Generations Magazine, also the executive producer of the Generations TV show on Oceanic Cable 16. So thanks to Spectrum and OC16 for having our show. We love the show. You can, as you guys know, you can check out our website, generations808.com, has all our past radio and TV shows, and it was a lot of fun. We have a lot of great stories, and thanks to our partners that advertise on the show, it keeps us really, really going. So anyway, we have one of our newer partners today, Sonix Therapy. You may have seen, I think, their ads in the magazine as well, but you also have commercials I've seen around town. Sonix Therapy and Ben Nakaoka. So welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you for inviting me, Percy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Debbie actually is there as well, your wife, right?
Yes.
Of course, she's a little under the weather today.
Yes. She is the one who's there almost every day.
Yeah.
I do relieve her on Saturdays, but she's the she's really the person who runs things.
Yeah. So you guys have your main location. That's in St. Francis Healthcare in Lilihea, right?
Yes. It's where the hospital used to be. We're in the Joseph Paiko Medical Office Building. It's the second building on the campus.
On the left side?
On the left side. It's the same campus that hosts the Kapuna Village.
Right. And if you go all the way in, that's the front entrance to St. Francis, right? And then on the left side is another Alzheimer's place. I think it's Hawaii Pacific Neuroscience. But you're the second building on the left, right?
Yes.
So if you go into the parking lot, which I did a couple of weeks ago when I went to tour your facility, you go in the parking lot, the main parking lot, right?
Yes.
And then you walk straight down, come out, take a right, and go straight down, and that's the Joseph Paiko building?
Yes, that's correct.
But you're right there. So I was expecting to go into the building, but you're right there. The door is right on the side of the building, so it's a great location.
Thank you.
And they're really building that out and really promoting that a lot, and I think it's really needed in Hawaii, you know? So they're happy. They probably should be happy to have you guys.
I think so. They do appreciate us. And yeah. In turn, we do help them out as much as we can.
Yeah. So you're on the ground floor of St. Francis. Like I said, when you come into the campus, it's a second building on the left. Park anywhere inside the structure, walk out, and they're right there. So anyway, Sonix Therapy, how long have you folks been in Hawaii now?
We have been operating at St. Francis for over 2 years now. It's been a wonderful experience for us as our patients as well. We were among the first companies that started with this device nationally, in fact.
Really?
I heard about this device from from a friend of a friend who is the distributor. Now she's the distributor of the device nationally. And she's actually, she grew up or was raised in Hilo.
Really?
And,
wow.
And she was introduced to this device several years ago.
Mm-hmm. On the mainland.
On the mainland. The inventor of the device is an engineer, a U.S. engineer. And he was involved with doing research and development of sonar technology. And during the course of this R&D work, he noticed that people on the project or visiting the project, some of them said, gee, my knee feels better, or I have better mobility. And so he started to, on his own, in his garage, he started to...
Like everybody else, right? That's how Apple, that's how Microsoft started.
So he started tinkering with the device, trying to develop the device for its health benefits.
Hmm.
And eventually, he did come up with something, and he opened his own clinic in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
And for over... I'm not sure, more than 10 years.
Wow.
He had his own clinic in Las Vegas, and he was treating people with many different conditions. And he actually started a couple of pilot studies with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
One pilot study was for osteoarthritis patients, and he had...
Osteoarthritis.
And he had about 25 patients doing just one 25-minute session. And
wow.
From that study, there was a high percentage of patients who reported benefits the following day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one study. Another study was on patients with peripheral vascular disease. And same thing, there were good results from this study of about 15 to 25 patients, I believe.
Hmm.
And besides these two pilot studies, he obtained three patents. And the patents are for circulatory disorders, inflammatory muscular skeletal connective tissue disorders, and blood manifested medical disorders. And we see those results from the different patients that come into our clinic.
So you're talking about, is like everything else, it's amazing how things start by the accident. You know, he didn't set out to do this, and people in his R&D office, from what I understand, were feeling the benefits of it. And so it's amazing. And he left the sonar business to start this. Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing. It's crazy. It's a good accidental discovery.
Well, that's what they say about post-it notes, right? It was a glue that he found. The guy that was working at 3M, it was just a simple glue, right?
Yep.
And they use it for stick it on something, and they realize that, hey, this works pretty good. And it's amazing how this guy just left that and created his post-it notes, and the rest is history.
Exactly.
You know? So I think I was on your website right now, and they call it Medsonics therapy.
Yes.
Oh.
That is the name of the system.
That's the name of the system.
It's called Medsonics Therapy System. The distributor of the device, my distributor of the device, she calls it wave therapy.
Okay.
So wave therapy, some people think that it involves water when they ask us whether they have to undress. But no, it's... The wave is really the
sonic
waves,
wave
the sonic waves that come out of the device. It envelops your entire body, penetrates your body, and we call it a whole body circulation because of that. We have people who have pain in various parts of their body. It might be in their neck and shoulder down to their foot.
Hmm.
But because it's a whole body circulation, all of your blood vessels are being dilated all at once. The big veins, the arteries, the tiny capillaries, All of that is being treated at one time, so people with different points of pain or numbness, it seems to help them all at once.
So I'm looking at the data here. It's amazing how many areas it possibly can help you, from nerve damage, people that have experienced osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, nerve damage, diabetic and chemo-related neuropathy, and angina. What's angina?
Angina, sort of like anxiety.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Carpal tunnel. Because carpal tunnel is really just the blockages of your tendons in your blood flow, right?
In your wrist. We had one amazing healing. And when we first opened up, we had a trial and invited friends and family. And one lady had carpal tunnel for 20 plus years. And during the session, she started holding up her iPhone. And we were wondering, why are you holding your iPhone and twisting it around? And she said, we learned she had carpal tunnel for 21 years, and she couldn't hold things. It would be painful for her to hold things. It would be painful for her to even grab hold of a steering wheel.
Wow.
But after that one session for her, 90% of her pain was relieved, and she was amazed.
Yeah. Actually, through my observing eyes, whenever I go to Long's or some store like that, Safeway, if you look at cashiers all day long, they're just typing on their machine, putting in the number and the price point, everything. And it's kind of slowed down a little bit, but about 10 years ago, I noticed people were always wearing those braces on their arms. And even people that work in the offices, they used to have that. I have a relative, my niece has that as well, and from carpal tunnel, because they're always typing, and that prone position of their hands, it just repetition of that just causes that to give them carpal tunnel. So that might be something that to think, but it really comes down to the Medsonic system, but the sonar or the sound.
It's more the waves.
The sound waves.
The electronic, call it electronic waves that come out of the machine. There's a, what we call a transducer that's in a container, and it's filled with about 50 gallons of water. And that kind
that's
of
a
relates.
Big thing?
Yeah, yeah.
In the middle of the room?
In the middle of the room. So
there's you water can, in there?
Yes. So remember, the background is sonar technology, which is in the water.
Oh, really? Is that what sonar means?
Well, I'm not think about the sonar. Sonar is used by the Navy or vessels to detect objects in the water.
Okay. Got it.
It's used in fish finders. It's used in ultrasound devices where the baby or the fetus is, the image of the fetus is shown.
Never thought about it that way.
Yeah, but at the transducer in those devices are at a very high frequency. Our device is a very low frequency device in the 600 plus range versus over 30,000 for ultrasound.
So I've been in the room. So if you get a chance, I would highly recommend you just try it out. If you have chronic disease or any of these issues, I would definitely try it out, because I don't know about you, but I don't like I play a lot of golf and softball, and I'm going to start playing tennis. I don't like playing with pain. So I try anything, and it's amazing. A lot of this stuff has been working. So I'd like to go back for the session. So if you're in a session, you come into this room, right?
Yes.
And there's nice couches, but you have nice couches.
Thank you.
You lie on the couch, and this big round cylinder, like table or credenza, whatever that is.
It's about 30-inch round circumference.
So there's water in there.
Yes.
And so the contraption, the Medsonic system's inside there?
What we call the transducer.
Transducer.
But outside of that, there's a control unit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so can we give people an idea? So when I went in there, it was really just a buzzing sound? Can I say that word? Or is it a wave sound?
Well, it's the wave or the sound from the device, but the device also emits that. electronic waves.
Wave, okay.
And it's those waves that penetrate our body.
And that's what creates the... So everything, it really comes down to everything more like, more circulation. Is that what it's really doing?
Yes.
And then you said about the in the blood, how the cells...
So what it does is when it dilates the blood vessels.
Dilates the blood vessels.
So when you dilate the blood vessels, it helps the blood flow a lot better, faster. So the nutrients and the oxygen that's in your blood is circulating throughout your body better.
Faster.
And so people with poor circulation, they start getting the benefits of the better improved circulation. And it's especially good for wounds. We have
wounds,
external wounds, because you can clearly see how it's helping the healing, helping the body to heal itself. We have pictures where people with diabetes, especially, they can have wounds that are very difficult to heal. We've had cases, not just at my clinic, but elsewhere, that we share stories that there was a 83-year-old diabetic man, and he had an ulcer wound on his leg, and he had it for a year. So for
on
a year.
On the outside of his leg?
On the outside of his leg.
A year.
It's sort of like a pressure, bed pressure sore.
Okay.
So he had it for a year. He probably had, you know, various ointments, antibiotics, but it wasn't healing. After a couple of sessions at the treatment center in Phoenix, you could see from the pictures that it started healing, and after a month, it was completely healed. We have had people or another patient who went to a wound clinic, and after 10 weeks of no change, he went to a clinic in Phoenix again, and after just 12 days, you could see that his wound had changed in size from 1 inch circular to 0.7 inch, and the depth had closed by 0.2 inches.
Wow.
And after 2 months, it was completely healed. But that's what good circulation does. Kids have great circulation. They heal fast. As we age or as we have some illnesses or complications such as diabetes, our circulation slows down, and it takes longer for us to heal.
Yeah, I can tell you that. Blood slows down, right? And it's hard to repair tissue. It's hard to come back from an injury or a surgery, yeah? I mean, I'm a testament to that. I have this on here. My forearm gets sore every time I fast pitch softball. Actually, I should have went to you like last month. I had a third-degree burn on my hip thigh area. I'll tell you later what happened. I should have, because that was there for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know, this, I haven't treated anyone with a fracture, but elsewhere, maybe it might take normally 6 to 8 weeks for the fracture to be completely healed.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that elsewhere it might take 4 to 6 weeks, but it'll shorten that duration just because you get better circulation to the
that's where everything going to circulation.
Yeah.
And then once you increase the circulation, it helps with the inflammation, right?
Yes. Well, circulation helps to enhance our organs, the functioning of our organs, our skin health, the blood flow to our extremities, the leg,
mm-hmm.
Arms, the brain. So if you have poor circulation in the brain, it could affect your mental performance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important to our immune system and metabolism. There is maybe 80-plus type of autoimmune diseases out there, and there is some theory that a lot of it might be to inflammation of different parts of the body, which then get into this disease state. So circulation is critical to the body.
So in terms of circulation, so this gives you more energy too, right?
Yes.
And it helps with your fatigue if you're getting older, right?
Yes. It we have had patients who come in for other problems, but they also report that they have low, they have fatigue, and later that day or night, they might stay up longer, or they might start doing housework or yard work, and they report that they their energy level had increased. It also helps some of these patients to sleep better. I think maybe it might be when you have less pain,
you less sleep. Less anxiety, less stress.
Yes.
You know, so you sit in the room, guys, what is it, is an hour time frame?
About an hour.
Or so. And you have on these nice headsets, and it's really calming music.
Yes. Meditative music.
Yeah. And you kind of fall asleep. If you don't fall asleep, something's wrong with you. But you got to fall asleep. I fell asleep. I went in the afternoon, so I was kind of tired anyway. But yeah, you just relax and let the wave electronic low frequency rate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it does help people with stress. We have someone who 80 years old. He has been taking anxiety pills this past year.
That's not good. Anxiety and pills can't
be
good for you.
Yeah. And so he read our ad and decided to come in. And after, you know, a few sessions, he said that the pain in his chest or the tightness in his chest has gone away. Or when it comes, the duration is shorter, not as severe as before. The first few times that he had those attacks, he actually went to ER thinking he had a heart attack, but eventually they diagnosed it as anxiety. And so he finds that it does relax relaxes his entire body.
Well, what I like about it, it really helps the swelling in your feet as well, in your extremities. And, you know, I wear good shoes. I like to wear magnets in my shoes because when I'm playing sports, especially your feet are swollen or they're not feeling good, man, that's the worst thing. You can't run. You can't walk. That's one thing I think people, if you have issues with your feet and legs, you need the circulation, don't you?
You do. Poor circulation in your leg can lead to a variety of conditions. We see people with numbness. They say they have heaviness. Their legs seem to be heavy. Wow. Some of them have their skin darkens because of the poor circulation. And we find that many of our patients do have good results where the skin starts to lighten up. They feel lighter on their feet. Numbness can go away, numbness and tingling. But, you know, the number of sessions really varies by individual. There's no prediction to how many sessions a person might need.
Yeah, everybody thinks, it worked for my friend, but it didn't work for me. But, I mean, guys, if you want to try the therapy, you know, you got to sign up for three or four sessions. You can't tell in one session. I know one of our mutual friends went to one session and said, it didn't work. You can't tell in one session.
Exactly.
Some may be, but I'm telling you, if you have an issue, a health issue, you got to give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting success in one session is the exception versus the norm. Yeah. But we've had a couple patients with one session. It's very unusual. One story that comes to mind, we had a lady, she came in with, because her husband had been coming in for his condition, and he encouraged her to come in. She had fractured her wrist area, and she had about 6 weeks of PT, but her wrist was still sore, and her range of motion was limited, and her doctor was saying, well, you might need a second surgery. Mm. She came in during her first session. She said she heard a pop, and after that, her range of motion returned to normal. Her pain went away.
Wow!
And a doctor friend said, oh, she, or a PT friend said, she might have had an air bubble.
Air bubble.
An air bubble.
Never heard of that.
It's sort of like when you crack your knuckles. So it released, and then she got better.
Yeah.
It was kind of amazing.
Well, guys, if doctor tell you to take medication, doctor tell you to do a procedure, I would try this out first. You're not going to have any side effects, right?
No.
You can't have any side effects from this, but you don't have to pay for, you know, your medications. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of medication. When my doctor told me take medication, last year, 2018, he told me, he gave me a little bit of blood pressure and cholesterol pills. I went to Long's, got prescription, put on my countertop, and sat there for you. I didn't take any. So I just decided I'm going to get myself all healthier. And with all the different therapies I do, after I did my physical in January of 2019, all my numbers were down. My blood pressure was 120 over 80. Perfect.
That's
I am overweight a little bit. Yes, because we have good food in Hawaii. But my cholesterol, my triglycerides, my kidney, my liver is all great. I do a chest x-ray every year. Fine. I have done a treadmill test because I've had people in my family that had strokes. So when he found out, I went straight to a treadmill test the following day, and I was fine. But it's something, guys, I think you need to check it out. Sonics Therapy, what's the best number to reach you guys at, Ben?
585-6993.
Yeah. And sign up for, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 session, because if your health is that important, which I hopefully you say yes, I would definitely recommend you try it out. Like I said, you're an exception if you can do it in one session, but I would sign up for more. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to take a short break. We're here with Sonics Therapy from St. Francis Healthcare, Kupuna Village. We'll be right back after this short message.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let your party
let
the cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let your party
let
the cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let your party let the cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue, the Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howara from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in again. And don't forget, we have our Generations TV show every just about every day, seven times a week, every day, but Sunday, twice on Thursday. We always have a new show every other Wednesday. It's at 7:30 Wednesdays. Mondays is at 5:30. I believe Tuesdays at 9. The rest are all different times of the week. But if you miss a show, if you want to find some great information, great resources, go to our website, generations808.com. And look on the right side, you're going to see the past radio and TV shows. So this show will actually be up in a couple of weeks, if not sooner, on our website. So you can listen to it again. We have all kind of topics from Medicare to legal to financial to Alzheimer's and caregiving and dementia training, all types of topics. So it's great to go back and listen to these and look at the topics, see what you like. If you have friends or family, it's a great way to get information because you can, if you go to any website, you can stop and start the show. If you need to write down a phone number, you can just stop it and replay that number. But it's a great way, great information. That's one of the things we're proudest about because I know a lot of people go there. And as you know, our past issues are there of Generations Magazine. Thanks to Carol Kai, who was our December-January issue. Our February-March issue, if you haven't heard by now, is on medical marijuana. And our art director, Wilson Angel, did a great job on a cover. It's bold, a big plant right in front. But you know what was surprising? I didn't realize, I don't know if you knew this, but 44 states have it approved for medical marijuana. It's a lot. I was kind of shocked. Especially on the West Coast, it's growing the use. Almost every softball tournament I go to now, they have a tent for CBD oils because, you know, when we play a lot of softball and golf, our muscles get sore. So they like to rub those oils in there, and it does seem to work a little bit. It's growing, and so I hope you enjoy it. You can always email me or call me. You can email me at percy@generations808.com. Any comments, any stories you want to see, if you have a great nonprofit or a great senior that you want to see highlighted in a magazine or on a radio show, give us a call. My number is 234-3117. Or just email me from the magazine. Send your comments. If you have any pictures you want to see related to anybody over 50 years old or have any super seniors, we're always looking for stories. As our magazine is growing, we just love to work in the community. So thank you very much to everybody that goes to our website. Anyway, look out for this February-March issue. I'm kind of curious. We were
I was debating within myself whether to do that cover story. I wouldn't say it's controversial, but you know, we like to highlight seniors and nonprofits and things in the community. But everybody I talked to for like within a month, I think it was like November, I was talking to people about, what do you think about medical marijuana? And they go, wow, yeah, my grandma was using it. I said, your grandma was using it? Really? It's amazing the broad uses of medical marijuana, you know? And
yeah.
I was kind of surprised. So we said, go for it. Let's go and see what people think, you know? But anyway, we're here with Sonic Therapies. Ben Nakaoka, I'm sorry your wife Debbie couldn't be there, because actually Debbie's the one that you see in their office there on St. Francis Kupuna Village. We're here with Sonic Therapy, but we're talking about the guy, the sonar guy that was in R&D, and then he realized that the sonar sound, a wavelength, right?
The sonar
really
waves.
Helped his coworkers, and so he quit and started developing this, and the rest is history, but just by accident.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it how things are invented just by accident? Hey, this works. And healthcare is huge in the U.S. Medicare doesn't want you in a hospital. They want you out of the hospital, so that's why they give you a 24-hour fitness or a silver sneakers or YMCA membership. But I'm telling you guys, this is the future. I really think so, because it's non-invasive, can't hurt you, and it can only help you. And we're seeing so many people with chronic diseases as young as 40 years old.
Yes, yeah? Yes. Well, in Hawaii, diabetes is a major problem with 30% of
the population.
Yeah, that's a huge number.
So yeah, so how does this sonar wave process system work for that?
Well, first of all, diabetes is an autoimmune disease, and like any other autoimmune disease, it involves the body basically attacking itself. Mm-hmm. So instead of the white cells helping, it in effect is hurting us, because it's causing, and it results in inflammation. Mm-hmm. This device helps to, with the better blood circulation, it helps to reduce inflammation. And when you reduce inflammation, you reduce pain, numbness, and tingling. You mentioned before the break that reducing blood pressure. We had one patient who specifically came in hoping that we could reduce his blood pressure because he couldn't have this surgery otherwise.
Wow.
And so he, every day, he would take his blood pressure reading. And after a few sessions, he didn't notice that his blood pressure was starting to drop. And eventually, he had enough sessions that he could have his surgery.
Wow.
We mentioned how it relaxes you. It resets your, what they call the autonomic nervous system.
Autonomic nervous system. Okay, never heard of that one.
Yeah. So our body has some automatic functions.
Uh-huh.
And it's the autonomic nervous system that helps control our response to things such as stress. We do have a device in our clinic where called Max Pulse, and this device helps to measure stress as well as your arterial health.
Yeah.
And we noticed that people with perhaps hardening of the arteries or their elasticity is weak, uh-huh, it can help to improve the elasticity. Again, the circulation.
Wow.
It also helps to people with high stress levels. It can help you relax and bring down your stress levels. And that's where I think I mentioned the anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the case example of reducing that stress level.
Yeah. Well, I like the wound health, like I said. I mean, if you have surgery, if you have any wounds that need to recover fast, especially when you get older, it takes so long to recover.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just because of lack of blood flow. We're getting older. We don't move as much. We don't have as much energy.
I think that's part of it. Diet comes into play, because diabetes is not restricted to older people.
Yeah,
and
especially younger people now. Yeah, we're seeing so much of that.
And our dietary habits, especially in Hawaii, with what are we, the number one per capita for spam and
spam is, and I mean, yeah, I processed
meat.
I told my wife, what, 5 years ago, stop giving our son spam. I love spam. I mean, I'll eat it maybe once a month because it's leftover, but yeah, but it's not good for you.
Right. So our dietary habits contribute to some of our illnesses, as well as exposure to chemicals, pesticides, things that are foreign to our body that gets into our body and affects our health.
Yeah. So in terms of like the like Parkinson's, how does it help Parkinson's?
Yeah. We do have a patient who has Parkinson's. He's had it for about 3 to 4 years, and it's really helped his quality of life. It's relieved many of his symptoms. His tremors decrease. He had a level 9. It's now a level 2 to 3.
What is that level 9 in terms of?
Well, when our patients visit our clinic, we ask them, what is your pain level? Give us on a scale of 1 to 10. That way we can try to measure your improvement. Or at least you know how much you're improving.
Right.
And so he said, okay, my tremors are frequent, intense. He gave it a level 9.
Wow.
And today he's about a 2 or 3. His balance was restored. He used to fall down now and then. Along with his balance, he had dizziness, which might have contributed to his falls, but the dizziness subsided. He drooled, and that drooling stopped. His blood pressure is now at normal levels, and he can stand without fear of fainting. His energy level is higher. His mental clarity, memory retention, better appetite.
Better appetite.
Well,
he's probably feeling better. That's why he eats better.
His swallowing is better.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And mentally, he's not as depressed as before. And people tell him he's like his old self again. people can understand what he's saying. People who knew him was starting to have a difficult time understanding him.
Wow.
So for him, he had great success.
You know, I always tell people because I work in the reverse mortgage business through my day job, and I work with seniors specifically from all different aspects of life. And I always tell people, can you put a dollar value on your quality of life? And I tell that people all the time. If you want a better quality of life, you got to do something. You know, it's just plain and simple. You don't do anything, the problem's not going to be solved. You're not going to go nowhere. And as we age, it gets harder to recover.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I agree. We see people. Our oldest patient was 95 years old.
That's not that old. Come on, my mother-in-law is 95 years old. Dad's 90.
But we do see a lot of people in their 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Our average age at one point was about 67 years old.
What do you mean at one point? What is it now?
We haven't checked it, but
it's probably lower.
I hope so.
You know, because we're seeing so many younger people having chronic diseases, having issues. But I think, you know, anything regard to your joint would probably help. Yeah. Like yes. I had 2 shoulder surgeries.
Yes.
And I did that stimulation thing, but I should have came to you guys because I continue to play sports all year long and I need to always recover faster than slower. But so how does it help like for back pain and neck pain?
Okay. First of all, this does not help if you have a structural condition. So a structural condition could be a stenosis, a bulging disc, degenerated disc. Those are structural conditions.
I got it.
You know, those type of conditions might need manipulation or surgery.
Right.
But if you do have inflammation in those areas, it can help reduce that inflammation and the pain that's there. You know, for athletes, it can have a major impact on improving their quality of life. In Phoenix, they treated a retired NFL player who had a couple back and neck surgeries.
Yeah, all back, all right, especially if he's a running back.
So this retired NFL player had great success. His pain, mobility improved. He ended up telling about 15 or 16 of his friends, retired players, and they all went in for treatment, and they all, 15 out of 16, from what I recall, had good results where their pain was reduced. I think it has good, you know, very good results with people with who might be involved in accidents. I had my daughter's friend. She was riding her bicycle, and her bicycle tires were hit. She took a tumble. That night, her neck started stiffening up, got real tight. We told her to come in as soon as possible. The next day she came in. She came in that evening. After she left, she said she could turn her head a little bit. Next day she came in again. The third day she couldn't come in, but the fourth day she came in. And at the end of the fourth session, she said she felt that her mobility was back to normal. And I checked with her a month later, and it was still good. So I think it helps a lot with, you know, we say there's the muscular skeletal tissue that it seems to help. And
I'm glad, because that's, especially if you're young and you're having neck issues, that's serious.
Yeah. It can help with even stroke victims. Elsewhere in Phoenix, they do treat more stroke victims than we do. They've had pretty good results. There's a paraplegic on the Big Island where he was given access to the machine for a month. And by the end of that month, the dad was telling me how his son, on one side of his face, it was like a stroke victim, where when he smiled, only half of his face showed the smile. But at the end of this, by the end of this month, he had a his full smile.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Even like, would that be similar to like Bell's palsy? Because I had a relative that had Bell's palsy, and that's caused by, I believe, a minor stroke. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's an autoimmune disease. Yeah.
But it took him like, I think, 6 to 8 months to go away.
Yeah.
Some people goes away faster.
Yeah.
But even if you think if you have that, because actually this relative retired because he didn't want to go to work with his drooping face.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I did treat someone. He came in for one session, but he had also gone to acupuncture, red light. But he came in and a couple of days later he said it seemed to be helping him. And I think it helped to accelerate the healing process.
Well, I think that's one thing. Now, you mentioned arthritis.
Yes.
How does it help arthritis?
Well, we see people with rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. It helps to reduce their pain level. It reduces the inflammation in the joints, and it helps relieve the pain. It gives them better mobility, better range of motion. We've had people with frozen shoulder who, after a while, they're able to raise their arms above their shoulder, up, you know, above their head. So it's kind of amazing where inflammation might be in the body.
Well, it comes down to lack of circulation. So if your sonar waves increases circulation, it improves blood flow. And with that, you know, people have got to understand that, how the body works.
Yeah.
You know, I've been learning a lot about that besides the gut-brain theory, the circulation.
Yeah. I like to tell people that it seems like the most common prescription really is improved circulation.
Yeah.
When doctors or medical literature tell you eat healthy, eat more fruits and vegetables, exercise more, what they're telling you behind the scenes is get more circulation, get more oxygen in your blood.
Well, you can eat all vegetables all you want, but the body still needs to function. And I thoroughly believe that you got to do as much many different things as possible. That's why I always try different things. So that let me know. I want to come back to check his out because my shoulder still hurts. That's my other right shoulder now. It still hurts a little bit. And I think that was from playing football back in the day. But anyway, we're here with Ben Nakaoka from Sonics Therapy. But he won't be in the office there for Saturday. But so Debbie, your wife, is actually there every day.
Yes.
But what else have you found? Any other testimonials that you've found that's really helped? Because, you know, circulation affects everything, as we've talked about many, many times on this show. But what other testimonials can you go forward with? We got about four more minutes left.
Okay. Well, we have someone with multiple sclerosis, MS. So when she came in, well, what it has helped her is she had these spasms, really painful spasms that occurred at day and night. Mm-hmm. And she said it was a level 10. Today, after treatment, she has the frequency has really gone down. The intensity of the pain has really gone down as well. Her what she called her MS hug, she was in here this past Saturday when I was there. She said her MS hug was down to zero. It wasn't.
What's that mean? MS hug?
I'm not exactly. I forgot what it was.
But, it's a calculation of the
pain level. But it's some pain that she had. And I think maybe the people with MS understand that. Mm-hmm. Her shoulder pain is down to a level 2.
Wow.
She has some pain. A pain in the middle of her back is a level 2. But before, her pain levels were in the 8, 9 level when she first came in. And interestingly, when she had come in, she had fractured her ankle. And while she was being treated and getting these good results, she went to a PT to get her ankle treated, and they were amazed that her various MS conditions had gone down substantially, and they said, "Well, that's not clinically possible."
Well, physical therapists have their own way of thinking about what needs to be done.
But, you know, that's what we have. We have a lot of people who, especially in the first year when we opened up, unknown technology, people who had tried chiropractic care, arthritis, acupuncture. Massage. They tried different things, and they saw our ad and said, well, you know, I've tried everything else. Yep. So they came in and they were amazed. They said, how can this, you know, this sound, how can this help? But
that's what I said, the same thing. I've done all the above, and I try different things because I think different things help. Everybody's body is different, yeah?
It is.
And so, like I said, can you put a dollar value on the quality of your life, and especially the quality of life going forward if you're in, like my age, I'm 59. I mean, if you want to continue to have a good quality of life, see, play with your kids or grandkids, you want to still play sports and golf and tennis or softball or bowling, whatever it is, traveling, we got to get people to your place and really take it to heart that quality of life is huge. So
it is.
But anyway, Ben, thank you so much. See how fast an hour went? Tell Debbie that's no big deal. So we're here at Sonics Therapy. You're in the St. Francis Kupuna Village. And in the office number?
585-6993.
Now, real quick, you're going to give them a special, right?
Yes. It just mentioned this.
Generations Radio. Magazine.
And we'll give you one free trial.
Okay, so I get my next trial free too?
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, thanks very much, Ben. Appreciate it. Sonics Therapy, guy, you got to check it out. Sign up for multiple sessions. It can help your quality of life and all these above different issues that you have. So anyway, thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.